أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله فضل بعضكم على بعض في الرزق فما الذين فضلوا براد رزقهم على ما ملكت أيمانهم فهم فيه سواء أفبنعمة الله يجحدون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 71 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about His ni'mat. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the ni'mat of life that Allah had granted, and that life is not forever. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about one ni'mat that is during life. That is a great ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestows upon a person. And Allah says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants superiority, virtue of some of you over others insofar as sustenance is concerned. It is a known fact that each and every individual that comes into this earth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has ordained his sustenance, and no person's sustenance will be equal to any other person, and all of humankind's sustenance, rizq, is not equal to each other. There are those whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had granted more. There are those that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted less. There are those that Allah has granted in between. That is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordained it. And that is in the wisdom of Allah. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala says, we had already made taqseem. We already divided between them their ma'isha. In other words, their livelihood in this world. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to prove another very, very important point. And Allah says, فَمَا الَّذِينَ فُضِّلُوا بِرَادِّي رِزْقِهِمْ عَلَى مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. The simple illustration of this ayah, the meaning that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings about in this ayah, that one person has others in his ownership. In other words, there is a master and he has a slave, or he has a certain amount of slaves. Did we ever hear in the history of man that there was any person whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given an abundance of wealth, that he gave his slave half of his wealth and both of them were equal insofar as their bank balance was concerned? In order to do that, if he gave his slave while the slave was a slave, then that is of no use. The slave cannot own. So hence, he would free the slave and then he would give that slave equal. And both of them now, insofar as wealth is concerned, both of them are equal. They share the same social status. They share the same financial status. That never happens, and no kafir will even do that, leave alone the Muslims. So hence here Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to prove one point, that you are the slave of Allah, and each and every other being, each and every other thing, they are all the creations of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If you would not want anyone that you own to be equal to you in wealth, then how is it that you want something or someone to be equal to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Hence Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا الَّذِينَ فُضِّلُوا بِرَادِّ رِزْقِهِمْ عَلَى مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. Then that person whom Allah Ta'ala had bestowed and Allah Ta'ala had favored with wealth will never give his wealth, his sustenance, to a slave that he owns, for whom fihi sawa, and both the master and the slave now becomes equal in wealth, and they become equal in social standings. Afa bi ni'mati llahi yajhadun. Then the ni'mat of Allah, have you made juhad? Have you refuted? Have you denied the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is Allah and everything else besides Allah is makhluq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme khaliq. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.